Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, you knew the Ravens were going to be good this year, right? I think everybody did. Some would argue they're not as good as last year. They might have a better defense, though, Ron. I'll say that. Adding Ngakoue and Calais Campbell makes it so. They have maybe the best pair of cornerbacks in the league. They've improved their pass rush to the point where I believe they're second or third behind the Steelers in sacks. They're first in the league in fewest points allowed. They've got a hell of a defense as well. So their defense might be better. Their offense might be slightly worse, at least right now. Lamar not doing quite what he did last year. But if you just look at his stats and not compare it to last year, you'd say he's having a pretty good year. He's their leading rusher. He's got a bunch of touchdowns and only two picks, things like that. I just think it's an epic matchup. And I think here's my point that I want to get to. And would love to discuss this, Ron and I would, with you at 412-928-9370. I think this has a chance to quickly get back to what it was. It's never going to be quite like that, where you have bounties on Hines Ward and you have Ed Reed and Bart Scott and Jerome Bettis and Hines and Joey Porter and all those guys. But why can't it get back, if both teams are really, really good like they are now, to that sort of level with just a different cast of characters? It's now T.J. Watt and Minkah Fitzpatrick and Devin Bush when he gets back next year, and Marlon Humphrey and Patrick Queen, who was a great draft pick for the Ravens this year, and Dobbins, depending on how his career goes, and Claypool, and Lamar Jackson, who's arrived on the scene. This is his first matchup against Ben. I think that the characters are here, and I think the teams are good enough, Ron, to where they can create their own era of Ravens-Steelers, and I'm not sure it can't be just as good, if not maybe quite as eventful because of the nature of the league, as it was back in the early 2000s.
Oh, I agree. I mean, you're competing for the same prize. You want to win that division, and right now you and Baltimore, the Steelers and Baltimore, are still, to me, the best. Cleveland and Cincinnati trying to get to that point. I don't know if it'll ever be. I think the rivalry can be as good. I don't know if it'll ever be as colorful. I mean, Ray Lewis was such a character, and Hines Ward reveled in being hated in Baltimore. He once told me, we're walking out of the stadium once they won, he goes, you know, I'm the most hated guy in Baltimore. Yet it's funny, when you talk to the Ravens people, they say Hines would have been the perfect Raven the way he plays the game. Joey was such a big part of that. As you said, Bart Scott. And, you know, I remember doing an interview with Bart Scott down there where he said, somebody's going to take out Hines' knees. He's a dirty player, and they get theirs in the end. I mean, it was just one thing after another. The coaches didn't like each other. You know, Tomlin didn't like the coaches there. And it just had so much fun to it. But they're competing for the same prize. And to me, one of the things that's going to be fun is, you know, everybody here wanted the Steelers to draft Dobbins, and they didn't. They took Claypool, and we said, oh, we're going to be watching how those two do head-to-head the rest of their careers. That's going to be interesting to watch. Unfortunately, Ben has been a big part of it, and he's probably only got a few of these games left. It's going to be different when he's gone, but I'm with you. I just don't know if it will ever be quite as colorful, Joe.
That's a good word, and I would agree with that. And I would argue, too, it's because of the nature of the league, I think, has changed. Like, when I think of some of some of the hits in this rivalry and some of the threats. I mean, they legitimately had a bounty on Hines. Bart Scott threatened to kill Hines. I mean, he used those words with me, not off the field, but on the field. He was going to try and kill him. I remember, well, everybody does, Ryan Clark sending Willis McGahee to the hospital with that hit. I remember Ray Lewis snapping Mendenhall's shoulder blade like it was a piece of kindling. I remember Bart Scott annihilating Ben. I remember Hines Ward just crushing Ed Reed and Bart Scott, I think, in the same game. It's just, it's you're right. The characters and the nature of it can't be the same. But I think in a lot of ways it could be just as good. When I say Steelers-Ravens, what's the first image that pops into your mind, Ron?
Oh, man, that's a little bit of a tough question out of the box here when you're not prepared for it. You know, I would probably say just Hines's role in the rivalry, because it was unlike anything I've seen. You know, I mean, he was such a big part of it. He's probably the one guy that stands out in my mind. I'll tell you one other thing that does, too. Ben breaking his nose down there. Do you remember that night?
Oh, yeah.
Hotting what's the guy's name? The nose tackle. Come on, it's on the tip of my tongue, Joe. Nada. Haloti Nada.
Haloti Nada. Yeah, Haloti Nada.
I couldn't think of it. I was stumbling on that. Broke his nose. Ben continued to play. I mean, I just remember so much. I remember the night I was down there when Heath got a shot that everybody thought it could, you know, he could have been seriously injured or ended his career. It was such a brutal hit. That was the nature of that rivalry, though.
It's such that it's been so great and was so great for so long that you forget a lot of it, like the Santonio Holmes catch at the end, the Antonio Brown immaculate extension play, the fact that Ben made his debut against the Ravens, the night James Harrison really announced himself to the world with nine. Remember these numbers. This was November 5th, 2007. Nobody knew who James Harrison was. In fact, Trevor Price, after the game, I asked him, he said, who's that? That he called him that little 5'9 linebacker over there. He had nine tackles, 3.5 sacks, 3 forced fumbles, a recovered fumble, a takedown of Ed Reed on a punt return that was memorable. He planted him like a javelin, all in the same game. And I haven't even started to get into, like, everything from Steelers-Ravens. You mentioned
Joe, let me interrupt you on one.
What about Paul Amalo? Remember him jumping over the line to force
absolutely.
That fumble?
I wanted to interrupt you 1 second, though. You were talking about that Harrison game. You know what else happened that night, don't you? You're forgetting a major storyline in that game. That was
Ben
the
five
night.
Touchdowns in the first half.
Ben threw 5 touchdown passes in the first half. And it was overshadowed by what Harrison did, if that's possible. I don't know if it is possible to oversell shadow that. He threw 5 in the first half, Joe. 5.
I know, and there were a bunch of Steelers legends on the sidelines that night, and Hines nearly killed somebody too that night, and I forget who it was. You're the fans out there. Tell us, is this the best rivalry? Is it? For a while, I thought Steelers-Bengals superseded this, Ron, with all the ugliness and craziness. And frankly, they were playing more big games against the Bengals for a little bit there. But I think this rivalry is going to be back in a big way starting on Sunday. There's Penguins-Capitals. There's Penguins-Flyers. It's too bad there's not really Pitt-West Virginia anymore, which is don't get me started on that. But you as a fan, is this the best rivalry in Pittsburgh sports? 412-928-9370. Let's take a closer look also coming up at that Ravens defense and how they've changed and why they're better. And also, I have the tiebreakers for the division in case you want to know. And I think you will, because it looks like this might be very, very close all season long.
Hey, Joe, let me interrupt you for 1 second before we go. I almost forgot, and Joe, our man producing back there, the horse, reminded me. This may be one of the great quotes of all time. It was after a huge Baltimore win when Terrell Suggs sacked Ben like three times. I think Ben was sacked 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times. And this was Terrell Suggs, who's one of my remains one of my all-time favorite players because he got it. He was an entertainer. This is what he said on the field after that game.
All hands off to the Pittsburgh Steelers. We respect them to death. But today was our day. Big Ben, you know, he's a great quarterback. God can have his soul, but his ass belongs to me.
One of the greatest quotes I've ever heard in sports. Is that not terrific? Is that not terrific?
Yeah, and when it gets played, then I realize it is. I forgot about him. It's a hard act to live up to. And you mentioned it, just the colorful nature of the rivalry and the characters that were in it. That's probably going to be impossible to match. You're right
about
that.
You know, it's so funny, though. You know, every time I hear that, we laugh. And when Ben was on our show every year, we'd play that for him. He didn't really laugh as much as we did. I wonder why.
There have been a couple times he hasn't been laughing. Didn't he say the hit of Bart Scott was the hardest he ever took in his career?
Yes. And I think, what was the Upshaw? There was an Upshaw, Courtney Upshaw down there.
I think
I think that might have been the second hardest hit. But he always said, and that's when Bart Scott talked about that hit, and I'll never forget that quote either. He goes, "I could feel the breath leaving his body when I hit him."
Unbelievable.
It's just and great stuff, but Suggs is one of my all-time favorites, and that quote is one of my all-time favorites.
His ass belongs to me.
And we haven't even mentioned Tomlin stepping on the field, which was like one of the notable coaching acts of getting involved in a play in the history of the sport. That's like number 50 on the list here. Let's keep talking about this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.